This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President Drobdi Murmu will arrive in Auckland today on a three-day state visit to New Zealand. She is visiting the island nation at the invitation of Governor-General Dame Cindy Kiro. During the visit, President Murmu will hold a bilateral meeting with Governor-General Kiro and meet Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. The President will also address an education conference and interact with the Indian community and Friends of India. The visit will provide further impetus to India-New Zealand bilateral relations. The President is reaching New Zealand after completing her two-day state visit to Fiji. She held bilateral meetings with the Fijian leaders, interacted with the Indian diaspora, and visited the Sri Shiva Subramanya Temple in Nadi. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin has dissolved the parliament and appointed Nobel laureate Mohammad Yunus as the head of an interim government. The decision to this effect was taken at a meeting President Shahabuddin held with the chiefs of the three services and a 13-member delegation of anti-discrimination student movement at the Presidential Palace in Dhaka yesterday. President's press secretary, Mohammad Joynal Abedin, told media persons late last night that other members of the interim government will be finalized after consultations with various political parties. The anti-discrimination student movement that spearheaded the recent protests had earlier said that the 84-year-old Yunus has agreed to head the interim government. External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Libya. The ministry had earlier imposed a travel ban on Indian nationals travelling to Libya on the 23rd of May 2016. The relaxation is in response to assessment of the prevailing situation in Libya. Indian nationals in Libya have been advised to exercise caution, avoid inter-province travel by road, and remain in contact with the Indian embassy in Tripoli at the emergency phone number 0218-943-922046. The 10th National Handloom Day is being observed across the country today. On the occasion, an event is being organized at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi, and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar is attending the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings to the nation on the day. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that he takes immense pride in the rich heritage and vibrant tradition of handlooms across the country. He added, "The nation also cherishes the efforts of the country's artisans and reiterates its commitment to be vocal for local." Double Olympic medalist and star Indian shooter Manu Bhakkar returned to India today. She received an overwhelming welcome by her fans and the officials of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports at Indira Gandhi International Airport in the national capital this morning. Vinesh Phogat has become the first Indian woman wrestler to reach the final of the Olympic Games with a convincing 5-0 win over Cuba's Yusnelis Guzman Lopez in Paris yesterday. With this win in the semi-final, Vinesh guaranteed herself at least a silver medal. Indian women's wrestling will have its biggest day today when Vinesh Phogat participates in the 50kg freestyle final, hoping to win a historic maiden gold medal for the country in the Olympic Games. She will take on Sarah Ann Hildebrandt of the United States on Mat B at the Sham De Maaz Arena at 9:45 p.m. IST. Domestic benchmark indices opened higher today, mirroring gains in Asian markets as traders reassess U.S. recession concerns. The BSE Sensex climbed 945 points to trade at 79,538 level, and the Nifty 50 rose 298 points to trade at 24,291 level in the morning trade. Asian markets saw gains with Japan's Nikkei 225 up 2.91% and the topic surging 4.12%. U.S. markets also rebounded with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ rising 1% after recent Federal Reserve comments. Amrit Udyan at Rashtrapati Bhavan will open for general public from the 16th of this month to the 15th of next month. President Drobdi Murmu will grace the opening of Amrit Udyan Summer Annual Edition 2024 on the 14th of August. And that is the end of this news bulletin.